It's Tuesday morning and it's Ness Andrews. This week on our daily podcast, we're going to be focusing on the events of Holy Week between really Palm Sunday through to Easter Sunday. And so this morning we're going to be having a little look at the Monday and Tuesday really in the run-up to Easter and what was going on in Jesus's life. As we believe back in those days and from the knowledge and recordings that we've got in the Bible. Well, we know from looking at Luke chapter 19, verse 45 to 47, that Jesus was pretty much going into Jerusalem every morning and he was teaching in the temples. And we know that on the Monday of Holy Week, he had gone in and he'd turned the tables over in the temples, and it tells us, and I'll read it from Luke chapter 19, verse 45 to 47. When Jesus entered the temple courts, he began to drive out those who were selling. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching at the temple, but the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders among the people were trying to kill him. Yet they could not find a way to do it because all the people hung on his words. And they went on to question the authority of Jesus and all that he proclaimed to be. And then it was also on the Monday that he had cursed the fig tree on his way into Jerusalem because it had failed to bear fruit. And then we learn that on the Tuesday, he'd gone back into teaching at the temple, and it tells us in Matthew chapter 23, verse 29 to 33, again how his conversations with the Pharisees were quite cut to the quick and were quite direct, and you can see his anger and his frustration through his speaking to the Pharisees. And it says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have taken part with them in the shedding the blood of the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Go ahead then and complete what your ancestors started. You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell?" And so we learn from his language that he is really not happy with the teachings. He's not happy with what's going on in the temple. It's all defiling God. And well, just looking at that for starters, I mean, what a day Jesus was facing. And then as he leaves the temple and he sets off with the disciples, he starts to head on a journey up towards the Mount of Olives. And Jesus starts to tell them about the destruction of the temple. And he goes on to share with them about the end times. And it actually says in chapter 24 of Matthew, verse 3, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" And so Jesus goes on to give a very quite detailed account of what will be happening and the signs to look out for. And I'll leave you to read the whole of chapter 24 to get a detailed account. And this was also apparently the same day that we believe Judas Iscariot plotted to betray Jesus. And of course, Jesus would have known that too. So I don't know about you, but I moan about a heavy day in the office sometimes, but I don't think any of my days are quite as hefty as what Jesus was experiencing on that Tuesday. And for me, I just look at the various accounts of what happened with the fig tree, with the words that were shared in the temples on the Monday and the Tuesday. And it just all smacks in the face, really, that Jesus' inner anger is all centered on the fact that the people around him are just spiritually dead, and they've missed the point entirely. They've missed the love of God and the relationship that God wants to have with us. And instead, they've just been hung up on their self-worth and their greed and the sins that they've just become embroiled upon. And so, to wrap this up then for today, I think what we can take from this, and I think the message is that it's still the same message today and post-Jesus sacrificing his life for us, is that he doesn't want us to be spiritually dead people. Quite in the reverse, he wants us to be spiritually alive. So can I encourage you, whatever place you're at today, whatever struggles may be in your day or you've had, just look to Jesus, just put your trust in him, receive the power of the Holy Spirit, fill up in the power of the Holy Spirit, and remain spiritually alive people, because he died so you could have that freedom today. Amen. Have a great day, folks. Bye.